Good morning. Moments of Melody coming your way. This is the program to help you begin your day. Here's a little poem dedicated to those who do housework every day, especially washing dishes. Thank God for dirty dishes. They have a tale to tell. While other folks are starving, we've been eating very well. Sure, dirty dishes mean some work, but why make all the fuss? They're just a stack of evidence that God's been good to us. Now the sacred scriptures. We're reading the concluding verses of the Gospel according to Dr. Luke, chapter 8. When Jesus returned, he found the multitude there to greet him. They had all been awaiting him. And now a man named Jairus, who was ruler of the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, imploring him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years old, who was dying. It happened that, as he went, the multitude pressed about him closely, and a woman, who for 12 years had had an issue of blood and had spent all her money on doctors without finding one who could cure her, came up behind and touched the hem of his cloak. And suddenly her issue of blood was staunched. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" All disclaimed it. "Master," said Peter and his companions, "the multitudes are hemming thee in and crowding upon thee, and canst thou ask who touched thee?" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me. I can tell that power has gone out from me." And the woman, finding that there was no concealment, came forward trembling and fell at his feet, and so told him before all the people of her reason for touching him and of her sudden cure. And he said to her, "My daughter, thy faith has brought thee recovery. Go in peace." While he was yet speaking, a messenger came to the ruler of the synagogue to say, "Thy daughter is dead. Do not trouble the master." Jesus heard it and said to him openly, "Do not be afraid. Thou hast only to believe, and she will recover." When he reached the house, he would not let anyone come in with him except Peter, James, and John, and the child's father and mother. All were weeping and bewailing her. "There is no need to weep," he told them. "She is not dead, she is asleep." And they laughed aloud at him, well knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and called aloud, "Rise up, maiden." She rose up there and then, with life restored to her. He ordered that she should be given something to eat, and warned her parents, who were beside themselves with wonder, to let no one hear of what had befallen.